As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Tuesday, June the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always news, lots of that, sometimes even good news, hard facts certainly, and we from time to time do advance workable solutions. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile device and from around America and around the world. You can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. There may be a change in that soon. We'll check on that. And for those without Internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that is P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. I just have to say that we also have a website now again. Become Vocal Local is on the web. It's becomevocallocal.com. Or you can also get there by going vocallocal.org. So just punch it into your browser there, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org, and look at our chat room there. You can jump in there as well. If you want to go the other way, you can also go to vocallocal.chattango.com and find that chat room. But I preferred if you went just right straight to our website, becomevocallocal.com. Anywho, once again, as we always love to do right here on the broadcast every morning, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. If there's a low-power AM or FM broadcaster in your area, let them know about the broadcast. Maybe we could come into your area as well. And if you know anybody out there with an AM and FM terrestrial system that wants to pick this broadcast up, let me know. Just have them send me an email. I'd be glad to talk to them. We'll put all that contact information up on the website hopefully later today. Gold this morning, big news, breaks through the $1,250 barrier. We'll talk about that. Equity decline accelerates in the Dow Jones and all that. You'll hear about that as well. Crude futures are going to rise, and they are rising. And then after we get done with the news, we're going to go into John Stuart Mill on representative government and a little bit more of our historical background there into the idea of philosophical radicalism. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. But for now, let's go into that market report. Gold hitting new highs Tuesday, June the 8th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pound gold trading up $2.10 at $1,242.40 an ounce, having just slipped down a little bit from its earlier high. Silver is up 12 cents this morning at $18.27, now once again above the $18 mark. Platinum at $1,513 an ounce, and palladium up $3 at $428 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Big news in the gold market for all the gold bugs out there. Good news. The lows were $1,236.50, and the high was $1,253.30 for a new high in gold. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Tuesday, June the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, and now on the website, www.becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org, your choice. Either way, you can find the chat room there this morning and pile on in. Okay, back to our market report again. Gold, again, hits a new high this morning, tops out over $1,250, runs up, touches $1,253.30, and then is dropping back down a little bit. But that's a new barrier that has been pierced as of today. Gold at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time was up $2.10. It had declined just a little bit there. If you want to follow that today, you might check out the Kitco.com website and look at their graph. One of these days soon, I'm going to post that live ticker on our website for you. But nevertheless, gold was up $2.10 at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago, trading out at $1,242.40 an ounce. Silver was up 12 cents at $18.27 an ounce. Platinum flat, perhaps not. They just weren't showing an up or a down there, trading at $1,513 an ounce. Palladium was off 3 at $4.28. The London gold fix this morning, the price was set by the boys in London. The London Bullion Market Association, LBMA, if you want to check it out on the web, $1,248, and it was at that time trading right there. But ASPDR gold shares this morning unchanged overnight, 1,286.36 tons in their treasure chest for 50.24 billion dollars. $50.24 billion. Very, very, very Very interesting predicament there. Anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 115, continuing the decline in the equities, closing at 9,816. The NASDAQ was off 45 at 2,174, and that standard no-so-very-poor 500 index doing no better, closed down 14 at 1,050. Will it go below 1,000 today? Possibly. Crude oil this morning up 37 cents. You should just watch this continue to go up. Now that we're shutting off the oil exploration in the Gulf of Mexico and elsewhere around the world, and certainly around the United States, the price of crude is going to continue to go up. The futures are already doing that. But the crude oil moves up 37 cents this morning to $71.81 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning, you can find out all about this trade-weighted basket of currencies on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s website, and crude oil there as well. But the USDX this morning off 15 basis points, trades at 88.34. That rolls over, impacts the Canadian, or the the Forex markets, foreign exchange rates, the Canadian loonie. We've got a little, you know, Timmy Geithner has little Timmy dancing through the tulips. He has his basket of currencies, this USDX. Well, we've got one here, too, just to let you know. The Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America and the Canadian loonie. Up 65 basis points, trades out at 95 cents U.S., the Mexican peso. Moves up 55 basis points, trades at 8 cents U.S. You know, that's pretty well just pegged to the U.S. dollar. You got all the pontificators out there, Timmy Geithner and Beam and Bernanke and everybody telling China that they ought to unpeg their dollar, the yuan, I guess it is, from the U.S. dollar. Well, maybe the Mexican peso needs to get unpegged from the U.S. dollar, but unfortunately the peso is still running about 8 cents a pop. So just fill up your pockets with pesos. The euro this morning dips below the $1.20 exchange rate, although it's up 0.15% overnight, but it's trading out at $1.19. Things aren't looking too good for the euro. The British pound this morning off 51 basis points, trades at $1.44 U.S., and the Swiss franc up 77 basis points, trades at 87 cents U.S. So that's your foreign exchange rate if you're in international commerce or if you're going on holiday. That's what you'll pay to get your pockets filled with pesos. The bond market this morning, the two-year, is yielding 0.73%, and only lunatics, of course, would be in that fringe. But the 10-year is at 3.18%, and the 30-year is yielding 4.12%. Why would you go there? A 30.68% return on your investment year-to-year in gold, up $291.70 from this time 1 year ago. The 15-year mortgages this morning, the fixed-rate mortgage, the 15-year mortgage moves down from a month ago at 4.29% to 4.28%. So it's almost unchanged from a month ago. And the 30-year mortgage fixed rate, 30-year, is down from 5.02% to 4.85%. Here's a little piece off the Telegraph, UK. Gold price hits a new record as it breaks through $1,250 an ounce. Now, this was as of 11:59 a.m. British or somebody's standard time, pretty early in the morning for us, but it went higher than this. But nevertheless, the article reads, the price of gold rose to an all-time high point above $1,250 an ounce on Tuesday as investors nervous about the weak state of the global economy soft safety in the precious metal. And you hear about that a lot, you know, safe haven buying, flight to safety. You'll hear about that often, especially from the gold bugs. But at about 9:25 GMT, that would be Greenwich Mean Time, on the London Bullion Market, gold hit a record of $1,251.85 an ounce. Gold rallied to an all-time high this morning as worried investors continue to pile into the precious metal, said Rajesh Patel, the head trader at financial betting firm Spread Company. At least they're honest, aren't they? The financial betting firm Spread Company. I don't know how wide you'd have to spread, but they'll definitely give it to you. Quote, we are seeing continued signs of stress in the financial markets, and investors, novice to expert, are looking at gold now as a hedge against further turmoil. Gold, is viewed as a safe haven investment in times of economic trouble, and boy, have there been economic times of trouble these past 10 years. U.S. gold futures for August delivery hit a record of $1,254.50 and were later up $10 at $1,250.80. So there's a gold futures August delivery number at $1,254.50 for you. The precious metal also hit record highs in euro, sterling, and Swiss franc terms. Investors concerned that loose monetary policy will unleash inflation. You ought to listen to the Unleashed broadcast on Saturday nights. Anyway, inflation is among the factors prompting interest in tangible assets such as gold. You know, so one way that you can protect yourself against these monetary financial masters of disaster is you get out of their paper products and you get into gold, physical possession. No, not an ETF. You could if you absolutely have to. But there's four really good places to be: gold and silver, physical, private, privately held, in your possession, and some say gold and silver stocks and shares. Okay? So there's some four really good places to be going forward into the future. U.S. gold futures for August delivery again hit a record high of $1,254.50. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned. Lots more on the browser and on the table today.
You owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so the tension continues to build up in the Gaza Strip between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Fayyad, this off of the Bloomberg website this morning, Daniel Williams. Fayyad challenges the Israelis with a settler boycott. Palestinian inspectors, this is by Daniel Williams. New news, Palestinian inspectors were on the hunt for goods in the West Bank stores made in Israeli settlements, and metal scouring pads with no labeled place of origin caught their attention. Big news, right? Scouring pads. Quote, you better find out where these came from, said one man who slapped a no settlement product sticker on the door of the Riviera Palace Mall grocery store in Ramallah. They might be from them. Oh, my goodness, not scouring pads from them. The inspectors were conducting a campaign organized by Prime Minister Salam Fayyad, known until a few months ago for trying to prepare Palestinians for statehood through gradual political and economic change. Change seems to be a global phenomena. Now he is photographed tossing contraband goods onto bonfires. His strategic shift includes an effort to persuade Palestinians not to work in the Israeli enclaves, which sells $200 million worth of products a year in the West Bank and Gaza, according to the Palestinian Government Media Center, and stifle economic development, Fayyad said. So I suppose for the Israelis and the settlers, they use this Gaza Strip as a dumping ground for their own products. Interesting, wouldn't you say? The campaign will continue until Palestinian homes are empty of settlement goods, he told reporters May the 27th. Continuing, he's creating his own nationalist credentials, said Mahdi Abdul Hadi, the director of the Palestinian Academy of Society for the Study of International Affairs in Jerusalem. Quote, he is filling an action gap. Okay, it's time for action. The people are calling for action and action now. Fayyad's efforts are a fresh approach to the conflict with Israel, Abdul Hadi said. Appointed prime minister in 2007, Fayyad, who was 58 years old, hadn't taken a position on how Palestinians should resist Israel until the boycott. Instead, he focused on stabilizing areas under his control, including developing a police force and a central bank. He also invested $100 million in schools and community centers, according to Ghassan Khatib, director of the Palestinian Media Center in Ramallah. Yasser Arafat, the leader of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, who died in 2004, maintained that the olive branch of negotiation could coexist with the weaponry of armed action. Peaceful protest is the better route for Fayyad, a former World Bank economist and Palestinian representative to the International Monetary Fund, Khatib said. The idea is to promote nonviolent resistance, he said. Well, there's a little bit of news out of the Gaza Strip today. Here's a little bit more news from the same area as regards the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, Emirates to order additional Airbus A380 Super Jumbos. I thought they were borrowing money from the Rothschilds getting bailed out. Well, I guess not. Andrea Rothman writes this for Bloomberg New News. Emirates Airlines said it plans to buy an additional 32 A380 jets from Airbus SAS in the biggest single order of the jumbo to date. The order, valued at $11.5 billion and announced at the Berlin Air Show today, takes the carrier's A380 fleet to 90. With 10 so far being delivered. Emirates President Tim Clark, well, that just lets you know anybody could be an Arab. Tim Clark said his airline would be interested in buying a stretched version of the A380. Can you just see it now? A stretched version? Maybe they would have hot tubs and harem quarters in the middle that can seat about 1,000 passengers. a model Airbus said it may be considered building sometime in the future 1,000 passengers in a stretch A380. Oh, buddy. Emirates and our passengers are big fans of the A380, said Sheikh Ahmad bin Zayed Al Maktoum, the chief executive officer of the airline. The airline is working to add Berlin as a destination to its networks, he said. The deal lets Airbus overcome an order dearth for the world's largest passenger plane. It's almost like the Hindenburg, doesn't it? Which is behind schedule and will take years to become profitable. The double-decker jet aims to help airlines overcome congested hubs, and it can transport more than 800 passengers in dense configuration. I don't know how dense that configuration would be, but with 800 people in there breathing and sneezing and looking for peanuts, I don't think I want to board an Airbus A380. But anyway, Airbus has delivered 30 A380s to customers since operations began in 2007. Here's a little bit more now, and this is in regards to the oil gusher, geyser, or whatever you want to call it. Extremely active hurricane set to test cat bonds. This is again off of Bloomberg News by Oliver Seuss, probably a distant cousin to the other Seuss that we all know and love. But anyway, June the 8th, Bloomberg. As the U.S. enters this year's hurricane season, the market for cat bonds, that would be catastrophe bonds, may face its biggest test since the collapse of Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc. in 2008 brought sales to a six-month standstill. What are these catastrophe bonds? This is like betting. This is more of this international gambling casino that we call investments these days. Insurers and reinsurers sell cat bonds or catastrophe bonds to investors such as hedge funds to help cushion potential claims from the most costly disasters, including earthquakes and U.S. hurricanes. Buyers demand yields above benchmark interest rates because they may lose their entire investment if a predefined disaster hits. So you're really betting against God. You're betting against whatever the creator of the universe can throw at you. Or perhaps you're betting against HARP or some one of these other weather modification programs. The U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, not particularly famous for their capacity to predict, but they predict 14 to 23 named storms during this year's Atlantic hurricane season. So that's like trying to figure out the number of horses in a race, right? Which one of these horses, which one of these named hurricanes or cyclonic events will cause havoc? You're trying to bet on that. You want to get in and get out of these bonds before any havoc ensues. The whole idea, again, of this all-hazard, natural and man-made all-hazard mitigation planning program, FEMA's great invention, is largely the avoidance of repetitive loss claims. In other words, it would be so much to the insurer's benefit if everyone would just move out of Florida, come up off the Gulf of Mexico, and come back up out of the bayous and stop shrimp fishing and get away from the mouth of the Mississippi River and come back up out of the Mississippi River floodplain to sustainable development communities up on the higher hills and knobs. And so that there will be no more, or there would be a cessation, or that there would be an end of repetitive loss claims by flooding, hurricanes, tornadoes, monsoons, tsunamis, locust plagues, tremblers, you name it. Thought it was rather funny the other evening. Robert Schader, known and loved by all of Oracle, invented a new word. And when he come back from this break, I'll share that new word with you.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and I'm sure you're just all waited with bated breath to figure out what was this new word that Robert Schroeder invented the other evening, coined a new term. He came up with the idea or the term cataster. Of course, it was by just simply a misspeak, but it's so delightful that I just have to share it with you. Cataster, think about it. What we do basically was just drop the astrophe from catastrophe and jettison the dis from disaster, shove the words together in a new contraction, and you come up with cataster. So I like that word. I think I'll use it from time to time. Cataster, it kind of goes along with temblers, doesn't it? We read all about the Chilean and the Haitian earthquakes, and they were talking about temblers and temblers. What is a tembler and a trembler? Well, I couldn't quite figure it out. I had to go up on Wiki, found out from Wiki that that's just basically the Mexican way of saying earthquake. Well, we used to hear about tremors all the time. That was a very gentle shaking of the planet, you know, planetary skin, a trembler. But to use the word tembler in Bloomberg articles really made me want to scratch my head. So maybe if they're listening today, perhaps next week, we'll start seeing words like cataster come into existence. I like that, Rob. I'm going to borrow that word from you, a cataster. Well, here's some more. A devastating U.S. hurricane season could be a real crash test for the cataster bond market, said Nicholas Hilty, who helps manage about $2.4 billion of debt as head of insurance link strategy at Credit Suisse AG. Cat bonds with their collateralized structure could prove to be a much safer risk transfer for insurers. You know, they're out there rolling the dice. They make profits on human suffering. Weird, weird people, but that's not all. Here's a little bit of human suffering going on. Barry the Usurper, now I've got to tell you, this is right off the news. It's not my foul mouth, but Barry the Usurper says he's looking for an ass to kick on the BP oil spill. Yeah, that's headline news. That's your president. Barry the Usurper, citing possible safety shortcomings before the nation's worst environmental disaster, said he's looking for whose ass to kick in response to the BP PLC spill. And they got rid of this woman, Thomas, Helen Thomas, and they let this guy walk free. Well, anyway, I don't imagine that the long-legged Mac Daddy is going to be kicking any butt soon. But in an interview broadcast today on NBC's Today Show, the Usurper said there may have been some corner cutting on safety on the doomed oil rig and promised a full investigation. Get a grip, Barry. The president said the three trips he has taken to the Gulf Coast to speak with people affected by the spill who have helped him understand who needs to be held responsible. Now, again, you don't hold people responsible. You hold people accountable, Barry. Remember, you had it right on the very first press conference. And now he's fallen back into this holding people responsible. But he certainly doesn't need to look very much further than the British Petroleum at the highest levels, does he? Maybe he could go over and take a good, thorough investigation of Nalco and all of their involvement, not only with the Department of Defense, but with the Texas Federal Reserve banking system, etc. Nalco would be a good place to look, Barry. And while you're at it, take a little closer look at Transocean, and then I think you better take a very good, close look at Halliburton if you have the courage to do so. But the president said he wants to know who's responsible so that he knows who's ass to kick, quote unquote, he told Today host Matt Lauer, according to excerpts released by NBC. The president has toughened his language talking about BP. I wonder if he'll toughen his actions. And the spill after the White House faced questions about whether the usurper was acting forcefully enough in response to the disaster. Well, just elbow your way into the key, Barry, and try that jump shot one more time. In a June 3rd interview with CNN's Larry King, the usurper said he was furious at this entire situation, yet it wasn't productive for him to just spend a lot of his time venting and yelling at people. Those are quotes, by the way. About BP Chief Officer, Executive Officer Tony Hayward, who made massive fortunes short-selling his... Oh, I shouldn't say that on air. That's not in the article. He was selling his BP stock at the same time Goldman Sachs was. But about BP Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward, who made comments minimizing potential environmental damage from the leak in the Gulf of Mexico and discussing its impact on his life, the usurper said he wouldn't be working for me. He might not be working for you, but he might be investing for you, Barry. Anyway, it continues. There's a lot more in the article there that you could look into. Let's go into a little bit more interesting information, at least for me. Well, before I do that, I do have one thing that we got from the email box. Let's pick that up. This was sent to me by Vicky, and this has to do with some things that I'm not completely, I don't understand totally myself yet, but there's this ECD, the Economic Conversion Disarmament. ECD, Economic Diversion, Economic Conversion and Disarmament. There are various briefings that she sent to me. She may have these posted over on channelingreality.com. There's a link on my website to this, or at least to her website. But there's very interesting and revealing stuff, because what they have here is a whole list of places where there's lots of excess in the Defense Department's budgets, and they're just trying to figure out how they can rename it and re-spend it. Here's one, the U.S. conversion after the Cold War, 1990 to 1997. This report provides an accounting of what that change has meant for the U.S. defense industry, defense-dependent communities, military personnel, and base and laboratory infrastructure, and for the economy as a whole. The analysis of the U.S. response to reduce defense spending leaves us with a set of lessons to guide future practice and a benchmark against which to compare other national post-Cold War conversion experiences. And then it goes on. Here's another one, from private to state capitalism, how the permanent war economy transformed the institution of American capitalism. Sounds like we might find a little bit of truth in some of these articles. Dr. Melman analyzes the DOD, comparing it to an industrial firm, military-industrial complex there, comparing it to an industrial firm that has become so large as to alter the nature of American capitalism itself. Rather interesting and revealing that the Department of Defense could have become an industrial firm that has become so large as to alter the nature of American capitalism itself. Absent the influence of marketplace competition, the DOD exerts an unhealthy influence on the economy in its cost-maximizing style. Cost-maximizing, $200 hammers, $500 toilet seats, employment patterns and trade union practices, and most significantly, in its negative effect on America's civilian infrastructure. A detailed list of needed infrastructure investments is included, and that's by Seymour Melman. Another one here, the Remaking UN Peacekeeping, U.S. Policy and Real Reform. This report analyzes the strengths and weaknesses of peacekeeping operations thus far and of U.S. policy toward them. It also provides a comprehensive set of recommendations for short, medium, and long-term reforms that could bridge the gap between the prescriptions for current crisis management and the vision of a fully capable post-Cold War United Nations peacekeeping system. Well, there's a lot more involved in all of that. Very interesting stuff. Let's see what we got over here. This is the last little bit of the news. Goldman deserves regulatory probe in a Bloomberg poll. Goldman Sachs, Inc. is being legitimately scrutinized by regulators who sued the firm for fraud based on conduct that many in the industry consider to be common practice, according to a Bloomberg survey. Rather interesting, lengthy story here, but the most profitable securities firm in Wall Street history has suffered the worst reputational decline among its largest competitors, according to the global quarterly poll of 1,001 investors and analysts who are Bloomberg subscribers. 83% of respondents said Goldman Sachs' stature diminished in the past 6 months, and the next closest were UBS AG and Citigroup. This disaster didn't occur by mistake, said the respondent Dane Fulmer, who has traded fixed income financial instruments for 39 years and runs Dane Fulmer Investments in Fort Smith, Arkansas, quote, "If it was an honest mistake, then it far, far surpasses what the law would consider negligent." Well, that's kind of what the financial community thinks of Goldman Sachs. Not everybody is liking it. A lot of people are questioning it. Some of them are looking for this company to be taken apart at the seams. I think it would be a good idea, don't you? Goldman Sachs was sued on April the 16th by the Securities and Exchange Commission, which said the New York-based company failed to inform investors about the role hedge fund Paulson and Company played in both helping to select contracts underlying a mortgage-linked investment and betting against it. Goldman Sachs has said it did nothing wrong and is fighting the case. Okay? So this is the way that goes as well. Asked for their opinion of the SEC fraud suit, 61% of the respondents replied that the firm is being legitimately scrutinized. We'll be back right on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And we have returned once again, and I went up on the internet last evening after the broadcast. I wanted to do some research on the author of this encyclopedia article that we've been referring to. You know, this particular set of encyclopedias, the Encyclopedia Americana, the edition that I have published 1951 through my own research, I verified that largely these articles were written considerably before 1951. Which really helps us because we're spanning the change of the century. We're dipping back into people that were born, lived in the 1800s and moved across from the 1800s into the 1900s. And so we have an opportunity or a window, an opportunity to step through that window that precedes the free speech movement, that precedes the historical revisionism that has happened in my lifetime. And that has influenced the textbooks and so on and so forth. And also, by looking at the bibliography, which is listed at the end of this particular encyclopedia article, I find that the latest dated reference here in the list of many books that were used or drawn upon or referenced for this particular article, the very latest date is 1931. So our author here, the author of this, was James H. Tufts, T-U-F-T-S, James H. Tufts, who was, at the time of the writing of this article in 1931, professor emeritus of the University of Chicago. Now, just additionally, you can jump up on Wikipedia, and we might go there for a moment, and look at the encyclopedia entry, Wikipedia entry for John Stuart Mill. You can also find a Wikipedia article for James Hayden Tufts, and it's rather short. I'll just share it with you. But James Hayden Tufts, and again, I share this because, you know, we listen to anybody, read everything, you know, anything, but we believe nothing until we verify stuff in our own research. And so this is part of the way that I go about it. You not only, look at an article, but then find out something about who wrote the article. I mean, why does it matter? Who cares what this person had to say? Until you know who something about the person, it's just kind of an enigma. Nice information, Bubba, but so what? That kind of thing. So I do look at these authors, and I find out a lot about which articles you want to hold, which information would seem most credible, and which articles and which information you might want to just jettison, or at least hold it until you can find out more about it in the future. But this fellow, James H. Tufts, is a rather interesting person. Not really widely known in as far as things go, but he has a very interesting career. James Hayden Tufts was born in 1862. So at about the time that John Stuart Mill was writing On Liberty, and 3 years really before the War of Northern Aggression, James Hayden Tufts came into this world. He lived until 1942. Rather interesting there. Rather interesting. 80 years old, almost on the money. An influential American philosopher. So we're reading an encyclopedia article about John Stuart Mill, who is at the time, or was at the time, considered to be generally regarded as the foremost living philosopher and economist of England, and we're reading from an article written by an influential American philosopher who was also a professor of the newly founded Chicago University. Hello. Tufts was also a member of the Board of Arbitration and the chairman of a committee of the Social Agencies of Chicago. All right, the work Ethics, book he published in 1908, with a second edition appearing in 1932, was a collaboration of Tufts, that would be James Hayden Tufts, and John Dewey. Now, I haven't brought forward John Dewey's writings yet, but I have several volumes here that we could go to. But he was writing in a collaboration with John Dewey. Tufts believed in a conception of mutual influences, which he saw as opposed in both Marxism and idealism. A conception of mutual influences as opposed in both Marxism and idealism. Tufts was an 1884 graduate of Amherst College, received a B.D., I don't know what that is, from Yale University in 1889, and a Master of Arts from Amherst College in 1890. But this is where it gets really interesting. He received his Ph.D., piled high in D. He received his Ph.D., his doctorate, from the University of Freiburg under Alois Ariel in 1892. Now, I looked at that and I thought, Freiburg, where have I heard of that before? And what about this name, Alois? That's like Alois, you know, Hitler, Adolf, Alois. Ariel in 1892. What is it with that? I'll continue and then we'll come back to that. I answered that question. With John Dewey and George Herbert Mead, both of whom Tufts was instrumental in bringing to the university. Tufts was instrumental in bringing Dewey to the University of Chicago. Okay, Chicago University. But together with them, John Dewey and George Herbert Mead, Tufts was a co-founder of the Chicago School of Pragmatism. Pragmatism, another research study to do right there. Tufts was a long-standing chairman of the Department of Philosophy and at one time was the acting president of Chicago University, James Hayden Tufts. Rather interesting fellow, wrote America's Social Morality in 1933. So we jump up on Wikipedia I've got it in front of me now, University of Freiburg, F-R-E-I-B-U-R-G. Very interesting school. Very interesting school here, the University of Freiburg, where he decided to go to study under Alois Sir in 1892 to get his Ph.D. The University of Freiburg, and in German that would be Albert Ludwig's Universität Freiburg or Freiburg, sometimes referred to in English as the Albert Ludwig University of Freiburg, is a public research university located in Freiburg. It's Baden-Württemberg, Württemberg, Württemberg, Germany. The university was founded when? In 1457 by the Habsburgs dynasty as the second university in Austrian Habsburg territory after the University of Vienna. Would you like to go to school over here at Freiburg? Freiburg is the fifth oldest university in Germany, with a long tradition of teaching the humanities. Again, founded in 1457, long before Martin Luther nailed his thesis 95 to the door of the Wittenberg Church. Freiburg is the fifth oldest university in Germany with a long tradition of teaching the humanities, social sciences, and natural sciences. The university is made up of 11 faculties and attracts students from across Germany as well as from over 120 other countries. Foreign students constitute about 16% of the total student numbers. You should see this university's seal. You can find it at wikipedia.org. The seal is rather interesting. Lots of stuff going on in there. University of Freiburg is one of Europe's most prestigious universities and is among its top research and teaching institutions. Now, just to give you an idea, let me see if I can scroll down quickly to that. See about scrolling quickly. I don't know about that's working. It's a lengthy article. Maybe I better grab the slider and just whip it down. Here we go. Because I want to talk about that research. Let's see, where are we at? There's something very interesting in the research and sustainability section. And where is it? Let's see. Yes, very interesting. The IGA also coordinates 12 graduate research centers, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but it's the biochemistry of enzymes, friends, patrons, clients, formation and development of present-day landscapes, mathematical logics and applications, the mechanisms of neuronal signal transduction, catalyst and catalytic reactions, organic synthesis in cooperation with the University of Basel, and the Hadron Collider physics. The Hadron Collider physics. You want to find out about all of that? You go to the University of Freiburg, where Mr. James Hayden Tufts attended. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, June the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. First hour of this morning's broadcast went into a little basket of news, and then wound our way back around into our study of John Stuart Mill by way of the author of this Encyclopedia Americana article by the same title, written by a gentleman named James Hayden Tufts. Rather interesting fellow. I could tell by reading the article that we weren't dealing with an ignoramus. This guy wasn't writing encyclopedia articles just because he needed a couple of extra shekels. He really was competent, capable, and understood the writings of John Stuart Mill well enough to bring them together in about seven columns in this encyclopedia and reference the right stuff and make the right comments, which prompted me to look into just who is the author of this particular article. And he is James again, James Hayden Tufts. He lived from 1862 to 1942, but after many years of education, he made his way, wound his way over to Germany, and he attended one of perhaps the most renowned universities that a philosopher could go to, this University of Freiburg. We continue that right off of the Wikipedia article. It's University of Freiburg, F-R-E-I-B-U-R-G, if you'd like to look at it yourselves. And it would be well worth your time to follow up if you're at all interested in this philosophically radical stuff we talk about. You'd be well served by following up the links available in this article. Again, the University of Freiburg is one of the Europe's most prestigious universities and is among its top research, including the Collider, the Hadron Collider, top research and teaching institutions. With its long-standing reputation of excellence, the university looks both to the past to maintain its historic, academic, and cultural heritage, and to the future, developing new methods and opportunities to meet the needs of a changing world. So we might say that very much like, as I try and style it here on Become Vocal Local, we very carefully research the past to find out where we've been and who we are and whose we are, and then we look into the future, into that time of greater and greater freedom and less tyrannical and despotic control. And yet we always find ourselves in the present, falling forward into the future, as each year a new group of students enter the University of Freiburg. Again, the University of Freiburg has been home to some of the greatest minds of Western tradition, including, listen to this list, such eminent figures as Johann Eck, that's E-C-K, by the way, Johann Eck, Max Weber, Rudolf Carnap, we'll come back to him, Edmund Husserl, or something like that, Husserl, don't know how to, haven't read him, don't know anything about him, Friedrich Meinecke, Martin Heidegger, Hannah Arendt, very interesting lady, we'll talk about her in a moment, Hans-Georg Gadamer, and Friedrich Hayek, and see a show of hands for all those of you out there in the in our little internet homeschool classroom. All of you have ever heard of Friedrich Hayek. Perhaps some of you have read his work, which I've given away entire cases full. The University of Chicago Press, I believe, one of the finest editions available because of all the footnotes and the careful attention that it pays. And now we know why, perhaps, why it is one of the best. But Friedrich Hayek's Road to Serfdom. Road to Serfdom. Very interesting here. Go back up into the list. How about Rudolf Carnap? How many people know who is Rudolf Carnap and why should we care? Rudolf Carnap and Jules Ayers and a few others are the founders, of, if you will, of the idea of logical positivism. We'll pick that up right after this.
You owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers for my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again looking at this very interesting article here at the University of Freiburg. Now, in the first hour, for those of you just joining us, and we're joined in this hour by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. We converted over from the news in the last hour. And, folks, if you're only catching 1 hour of the broadcast, you can certainly get the archives directly from oraclebroadcasting.com. Go to the home page, look over on the left, scroll down to show archives, click on that. The show archives pages open up, click on Become Vocal Local, and voila, there's a whole year and a, almost a half worth of broadcasting that I've done right here on this network. And so you can certainly get the first hour anytime and every time you want it. Also, for those of you just joining us, there's a new website on the web. That is the official homepage now for Become Vocal Local. It's under construction. I'll be adding more to it as time goes on. But you can access that by going to www.becomevocallocal.com or www.vocallocal.org. Either way, I'll get you there. One points to the other. BecomeVocalLocal.com on the internet, and we have a chat room up there for your use and enjoyment. There's other people in the chat room now. Certainly visit there if you like during the broadcast, and I'll pop in during the breaks. But again, in the first hour, we reported that gold has broken the $1,250 barrier. That's good news. It's dropped down again a little bit from there, but it may regain that ground during the day. And we transitioned from the new news, the newsy news from the regurgitorium of life on the internet, and transitioned in again to our study on John Stuart Mill. And in this direction, we're looking at the author of the encyclopedia article that I've been sharing from the Encyclopedia Americana 1951 edition that I have. But we find that this article is most likely dated back into about 1931 or thereabouts, 31, 32, and that our author, James Hayden Tufts, who lived from 1862 to 1942, so he wrote this article nearer the end of his life, very instrumental in the establishment of the Chicago University. He was a professor of the then newly founded Chicago University. And in so doing, we went in and looked at that article up on the Wikipedia, found out a little bit about more about James Hayden Tufts, and discovered that he got his doctorate from Freiburg, the University of Freiburg, which you can certainly jump over to Wikipedia and pick up this article for yourself. This one is well worth your study. Well worth your study. I've come across the name, and the name Freiburg rang a bell for me in my own readings, but I have never gone and done what I did last night, which is find out about the university, where we find that some of the eminent figures that have taught there, some of the greatest minds of the Western tradition, the article says, Johann Eck, Max Weber. If you haven't read Max Weber, I recommend him to you for study. Don't follow his writings, but study him. Rudolf Carnap. Now, on my website, on the right-hand side down near the bottom there, on that very new, fragile, frail baby website, you'll see a link to freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org. Used to be Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. They changed their name, freedomadvocates.org, down there on the bottom there. You'll see that link. Click on that. When you get there in the search box, just type my name, William Roberts, in, and you'll come up with a list and scroll down through the list and click on and read the transcript, basically, the outline, the paper that I wrote for a radio broadcast that I did, a series of broadcasts that I did on logical positivism with Michael Shaw. And so in that process of studying positivism, and I'm really into that, Auguste Comte and all of this, trying to find out more and more about it because I do believe it's a system that we're being operated by today. But Rudolf Carnap came up in my studies. Now, what is logical positivism? Well, quite simply, it's just a system where you convert language from, the way that casual intersocial interchange, that kind of conversational language or even scientific language, but you start to recognize language as being nothing really more than a game. It's a language game. It's a game wherein the words that we use are nothing more than symbols. They're symbols inside of a language game. And unless you know the meta language, in other words, the language written about the language, in other words, unless you have the dictionary or the glossary, you don't know what's being said. Ever feel like maybe that's the news? Did you ever feel that maybe when you're reading the United Nations documentation or some of the stuff from the Department of Defense or some of the legislation that you've read in your life, have you ever felt like you wish you'd had the dictionary because you just don't understand this language at all? Well, I did. That's what led me to discover and find out more about logical positivism. And when I did, I came across Rudolf Carnap, and here Rudolf Carnap went to school here and perhaps taught at the University of Freiburg, where our author James Hayden Topps, the philosopher, influential American philosopher, co-founders with the newly founded University of Chicago, or Chicago University. Anyway, let's continue. Here's another one in the list. Of course, you should know Martin Heidegger. If you don't, he's worth your time to read. We found Friedrich Hayek here, and he's certainly worthy of your time and attention. His Road to Serfdom, this new the new serfdom, the global feudalism. You know, this, so many people point back here to that. But also Hannah Arendt comes up here. Now, Hannah Arendt and Jacques Maritain and a gentleman that some of you may know, Leo Strauss, were some of the émigrés. That's the phrase they use when they refer to themselves. The émigrés that were vacuumed up, swept up out of Europe in the roll-up between World War I and World War II and brought to the United States, largely to the University of Chicago, to teach Americans about Europe and Germany, but also to teach Americans about Americans, if you can believe such a thing as that. Hannah Arendt figures prominently there, along with Jacques Maritain, and none other than Leo Strauss, who, and if any of you have ever studied his writings, know that he was one deep thinker, or one great stinker. But many attribute him as being the father of the neocons, the philosophical mentor of neoconism. So here, this is a rather interesting article that we've got developing here. Nobel laureates, 19 Nobel laureates are affiliated with the University of Freiburg. 15 academics have been honored with the highest German research prize, the Gottfried Wilhelm Leibniz Prize, while working at the University of Freiburg. And then it continues. Originally Albrechts University, there's so much in all of this, I'm not going to bore you with it. Well, it shouldn't be boring, but you can certainly read it. But this goes all the way back. My word, there's so much going on here in this. And to take a look, a very careful look at the symbology contained in their seal, the university seal, and also understand that this university was handed over to the Jesuits for a while. The university church located from Colin Roach was built in 1683 by the Jesuit order. The church and the Jesuit college were handed over to the university after the Jesuit order was suppressed in 1773. The church was destroyed in the November the 27th, 1944 bombing raid on Freiburg and reconstructed in 1956. Well, lots of history here.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea Panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word Oracle into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So not to belabor the point too far, but certainly to give it its due attention, the University of Freiburg offers a large variety of undergraduate, graduate, and postdoctoral degrees, programs at its 11 faculties and 150 fields of studies. But here's an interesting note. If you're stuck in some one of these dead-end colleges around the United States, you might take a look at this. German universities enjoy government subsidies, so tuition fees are moderate. The University of Freiburg charges euros, 1,210 per year for all undergraduate and most graduate and doctoral programs, regardless of the EU or non-EU citizenship of the students. And so today, the exchange rate on the euro is $1.19, and so they're charging $1,210 per year times 1.19, if you want to do it that way, give you an idea of what it would be U.S. Cheapo, cheap, cheap, and cheapo, cheap for an excellent education right here in Germany. And during the breaks, during the semester breaks, they have high-speed accelerated learning courses in German so that you can facilitate the classes better in German and get along better in the communities around there with the other students and in the area. You give you an opportunity to become conversant in actually become well, conversant's good enough in German. So what a bargain! $1,210 per year for all undergraduate and most graduate and doctoral programs. So there you go. That's that. Let's go into the writings themselves. Again, we listen to anybody, read anything, and then believe nothing until you can verify it in your own research. Certainly, we're in a well-written and well-researched article by a very knowledgeable individual nearing the end of his academic life, writing this very concise statement and treatment of John Stuart Mill. We left off yesterday, and I just want to close it out. We don't have far to go, but this again about John Stuart Mill, very influential, the founder, not really, but credited that way, of utilitarianism, and is on liberty, which makes a core of this idea of libertarianism, the Libertarian Party. He differed. This is John Stuart Mill. He differed from more complete socialists in retaining competition in his scheme. So he didn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. He understood that competition in all things was still a good, and he kept it in his scheme, insisting that the associations for cooperation must be voluntary. And of course, you know, we've heard so many times in the new system, sustainable development, the program of action for the 21st century, it's all based upon voluntary compliance. Voluntary compliance And here he says he's insisting that associations for co-hyphen operation, that's like the co-creationist, this is the Irvin Laszlo, Barbara Marx Hubbard, co-creationist and co-operation, co-hyphen operation, must be voluntary. He regarded the problem of the future to be, quote, how to unite the greatest individual liberty of action with a common ownership in the raw material of the globe and an equal participation of all in the benefits of combined labor. So you just take right there and his statement and compare that with the three E's of sustainable development, right? All the benefits of combined labor, there's economy. The idea of equal participation of all in the benefits, that's equity. With a common ownership in the raw materials, there's environment. And if we can understand this idea that all of the resources on the planet through the use of the GIS, which is a geographic information system, and the GPS, which is a geospatial positioning system, that all of the materials, all of the raw materials, and properly stated there, the raw materials, they are, we have both sources and resources, people, the human resources, are a renewable resource because we have offspring and we can instantly make another batch all the time, no shortage of people, right? But then we also have sources. There are certain things that are just basically scarce and getting scarcer. But there are only so many minerals or elements on the planet Earth and ostensibly perhaps in the universe, and that goes back to the periodic table of elements and that thought, that if we were to look into the future even further, we would find that there is actually no shortage of gold, there is no shortage of silver, and there is likely to be no shortage of anything. That what is going short is our ability to access large loads and easily mineable resources, as we discovered when we studied from the writings out of the Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, the Princeton Symposium 1955. What we discovered there was that research indicated at that time that there was really no shortage of any of these elements, but as it would take an increased ability, our technology would have to go up, 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 to be able to make it economically feasible to extract resources. There's so much gold and silver in them thar hills of quartz in the Rockies that if we could extract economically gold and silver out of them, we would have all we would need, and silica and other things. But continuing, you see how important the writings of John Stuart Mill actually are when you get into them. His moral and political theories are set forth in his Utilitarianism, Liberty, and Subjection of Women. Those are three of the writings. Now, if you want to get a complete list, I can't scan this and put it out for you, but you don't need this. What you can do is just simply refer to the John Stuart Mill article on Wikipedia, in which you'll find a very long list of his writings. I haven't verified everything in this article. I have read this article. I disagree with some of it. Some of it is reaching. Some of it needs credit. Some of it needs citations, they say. But overall, this is a reasonable article. Again, the article in Wikipedia, not of the same caliber as the one we're finding here this morning. Continuing, John Stuart Mill always remained a utilitarian in the sense that he believed that, quote, those actions right which promote the greatest happiness of the greatest number. I'm just kind of reiterating from yesterday, refreshing your memory through the process of spaced repetition. If you use spaced repetition and access the archives and listen to these broadcasts a few times over, then most of this information will become readily available to your memory. The things that you hear but once, oftentimes are exceedingly fleeting, and by tomorrow 90% of this material will be gone permanently unless you access the archives. So eventually and hopefully soon I'll have some of this material posted either in PDF forms or some other format on my website, becomevocallocal.com. All right, continuing again, and this is so important. Those actions, he believed those actions right, which promote the greatest happiness of the greatest number. And so when we begin the broadcast each day, stating that if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, this is a call, this is my attempt to stir up your pure, powerful, your positive mind to figure out what is it that I'm saying with that. What did they mean? Again, logical positivism. What was meant by the inclusion in our Declaration of Independence, this pursuit of happiness, what did they mean at the time that they wrote it? Now, you've got to understand as well that John Stuart Mill was writing almost 100 years after the Declaration was written. So obviously they weren't referring to John Stuart Mill. Jeremy Bentham and James Mill were writing earlier, obviously, because James Mill is John's father, but they weren't referring to them either. Who did they refer to when they brought in the pursuit of happiness?
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And as we return once again, going into this article out of the Encyclopedia regarding John Stuart Mill, this article written by a James Hayden Tufts, important fellow, certainly a credible witness and writer. But again, we're looking at this idea of the happiness principle right out of the article. the individualistic doctrine that since each one desires his own happiness, the general happiness must be a good. All right? He's made a logical error here, however, in his adherence to the happiness principle, and some of the other logicians and philosophers since him have called him on that. But we'll just, it makes a sum impossible. I don't want to go into the depth of all of that. Not noticing the possible conflict between such happiness-seeking and individuals, which would make a sum, quote-unquote, sum impossible. In other words, they're refuting part of his logic, which he wrote a book on it. He wrote a treatise on it. But elsewhere, he breaks away decisively from the Bentham doctrine that happiness means only pleasure of varying intensity, length, certainty, etc. Now, this is not what is originally meant by the pursuit of happiness at the time of the founders, and it was included in the Declaration, but the perversion of the pursuit of happiness principle that was not only affected by Adam Weishaupt's school of Illuminati and the Freemasonry of the day, but also by Jeremy Bentham and some of the reformers of England. All right? But if you want to find a better thread to the pursuit of happiness as understood by our founders, you need to go back to Sir Francis Hutcheson. One of these days we'll go into his book in greater detail. Continuing, again, he breaks away decisively from Bentham. That's Jeremy Bentham. These are the philosophical radicals. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular, not the panopticon. Jeremy didn't get it. Maybe we need to rewrite the philosophical radicalism of the 21st century right here on Become Vocal Local. But as we continue, again, he makes a break decisively from Jeremy Bentham's doctrine that happiness means only pleasure of varying intensity, length, certainty, etc., regardless of what objects produce it. In other words, look at the intelligence behind Wayne Madsen's analysis that in modern economic ethics, in the modern world that we live in today, moderns, that where everything is resolved into the money changers terminology, profit is good and loss is bad. So no matter what profits you, no matter what profits a man, whatever makes him happy, whatever gives him pleasure of varying intensity, length, or certainty, to look back at Jeremy Bentham, whatever profits a man may not necessarily be a good, but loss is bad. Profit good, loss bad. All right? You can profit from a cat bond. You can gamble on natural and man-made disasters, such as what is unfolding in the Gulf of Mexico. You can profit off that. And as long as you profit off that, as Nalco is, as British Petroleum is, as Goldman Sachs has, as Tony Hayward has, as long as you profit off that, that's good. But if you lose, if you have a loss, like the shrimpers and the fishermen and the people that live down there and the property owners, if you have a loss, that's bad. And so the insurance companies are writing up these cat bonds. They're betting on hurricanes and natural and man-made disasters. And as long as they profit for their investors, that's good. But if they have a loss, that's bad. And so in order to forbid or to improve their odds and the probability of not having repetitive loss claims, they're using Agenda 21 and FEMA's International Building Codes and their International Property Maintenance Code and the idea of developing these sustainable communities and new urbanism. All of those things are designed to mitigate the hazards of life and to mitigate the hazards of life on this planet, as if somewhere at the bottom of your birth certificate there might be some kind of a guarantee or perhaps on the back a warranty document, and there is none on mine. Continuing here, he says that regardless of what objects produce it, higher pleasure, a sense of dignity, will not be exchanged for any amount of the lower by the expert judge. It's rather kind of an esoteric little sentence. Here's another bit. It is better to be Socrates dissatisfied rather to be Socrates dissatisfied, an unhappy man, an unhappy wise man, than to be a pig, a satisfied, like, you know, Lloyd Blankfein, perhaps, or Tony Hayward, perhaps, or any of these other pigs that are out there profiting off of other people's bad times and losses. This is evidently abandoning pleasure, pure and simple, as a standard and setting up a standard of standard, setting up instead a standard for pleasure, namely the character of the man who judges. In The Liberty, he states that the utility, which is the ultimate appeal, must be utility in the largest sense, grounded on the permanent interests of man as a progressive being. That's where we left off yesterday, this idea of progress, growth, and change, but also the idea of the progressive parties, and the Bull Moose Party and all of that. The motives on which he relies are not external sanctions of the Bentham, nor yet the association of private and public happiness, which James Mill had regarded as the sacrifice of consequences or conscience. These suddenly appeared to him as artificial. Partly under the influence of Auguste Comte, he came to hold rather that the conscientious regard for others is supported by natural social instincts. And of course, Auguste Comte, as I mentioned yesterday, all about being all about altruism, living for others. Living for others, humanitarian aid, you know, where Bill Clinton and George Herbert Walker Bush or George W. Bush go to Haiti or Indonesia and they wring their handkerchiefs in front of a lot of people at a $600 a plate dinner or more. John Stuart Mill's Liberty, the most carefully written of his works, contains a fresh and vigorous argument for the principle that only self-protection to prevent harm to others, justifies society in interfering with an individual's liberty of action. And so what we're going to find as we study more about John Stuart Mill, that we'll find on page after page after page, so much that we can agree with, that it's hard to refute the doctrine. But what we also have to realize is that a little bit of leaven, as the Bible teaches, leaveneth the whole lump. And so we have to read with carefulness. We have to use a flea comb, if you will, and be very careful not to buy in whole cloth to something until we've proven all things, as the Bible says. You know, search the Scriptures, for these are they that, you know, speak of me, and so on and so forth. Hold fast to that which is meet for instruction. So we do things carefully. We have to use discernment. Proceeding, his own good, a man's own good, is not a sufficient warrant, according to Mill. The positive reason for this is that the great value of individuality in human welfare. Again, the positive reason for this is the great value of individuality in human welfare. The principle requires not only liberty from legal restraint, but from the coercion of public opinion. Now, there is some powerful stuff in that one little teeny phrase that we could go into, and John Stuart Mill does in his writings, for pages, for hours. But the principle requires not only liberty from legal restraint. Now, we hear all about this new legislation coming out, the hate speech stuff, and, you know, net neutrality and fair tax and all of this nonsense. It's liberty from legal restraint. Now, coming out of the Gulf oil problem. We have legal restraints on drilling in the Arctic. We have legal restraints being imposed upon drilling in the Gulf, deep water exploration. We have all kinds of legal restraints. You have a legal restraint every time you try and access the public ways and fares and travel from point A to point B. All kinds of legal restraints. We have all kinds of legal restraints over what food you can choose, what herbs you can ingest, so on and so forth, but also from the coercion of public opinion. We've got the hate crime laws now, you know, you've got all of that coming in. You got what kind of speech is this where we have to be, politically correct, where we have to be so politically correct and throw away all of thousands of years of the development of language, you know. You can't say Negro, we're supposed to say black. as if that was supposed to be appropriate, only because it's 40 years old as a terminology. You know, you say black or colored instead of just addressing them with the proper noun Negro. Can't say mulatto, you have to say mixed or something. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So then we can also understand that it's important when we look at it from the his standpoint, liberty from the coercion of public opinion as well. You know, we hear about so much of this public opinion all the time. And as we've shared from Albert Van Dicey's work in the past, where he treats very heavily. And again, Dicey, you know, he held in his time the Blackstone's Venerian chair, I can't recall exactly how you pronounce that word, but it was Blackstone's chair. And, you know, very influential thinker, a jurisprudent in his day. He wrote a whole treatise on this idea of public opinion and cross currents of public opinion as they alter law and legislation. We spoke of that a little bit yesterday as well, kind of doing a review. And it's important. But this coercion of public opinion, you know, where if you're outspoken as regards to, let's say, what's happening in Israel, as Ms. Thomas was, Helen Thomas was, after all the years, certainly they would give her a little bit of heed her words. She'd been through so many administrations in the White House press corps that presidents ought listen to a woman when she has that kind of counsel. You know, it reminds me, we're going to get to that in a moment when we talk about subjection of women. But it reminds me of the book in the Bible where Pontius Pilate, you know, charged with the responsibility of conducting this court. His wife, the night before the event, had a dream. And here's just a beautiful role, the relation between men and women. The wife had a dream. And you can just imagine, they wake up in the morning and she goes, honey, I had a dream last night. Oh, really? Yeah. I think you ought to, I had a bad dream. I think you ought to just wash your hands of this whole affair today. Don't get involved in it. If you do, you're going to go down in history and infamy. And she says, okay, honey, you never steered me wrong in the past. If this is something that you had in a dream, I'm listening. So he goes out there and asks his orderly to bring him a pan of water. He washes his hands and says, well, you choose, folks. You can have Barabbas or you can have this guy over here, you know. And the people chose, and it's on their heads today. But the idea of being free from the coercion of public opinion. Ms. Thomas spoke rightly in regards to these Ashkenazim horde. Send them back to let them go home. If they want to have a new home for themselves, let them go back to Poland. Go back to Germany. Let them go back to the Caucasus Mountains. Let them go back to the original ground of the Hittites and the Neanderthals, and they can regain their position on the planet. But if you say that sort of thing, you lose your job. Public opinion. Used to be, we had the freedom of speech, the freedom of the press. That's not the case any longer. You don't have any liberty there. The coercion of public opinion and the restraint of public opinion. It continues and it says, it comprises first liberty of thought and discussion in order that the truth may be reached. That's why it's so important. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press. It's to encourage public thought and discussion so that the truth can be reached. We're always reaching for truth, more and more truth. Liberty of tastes and pursuits. Liberty of tastes and pursuits. Some people like, you know, tomatoes and some people like tomatoes. Some like potatoes and some like potatoes. Some like a good scotch and some like a fine weed. And who am I to say in that regard? All right? So freedom to unite for any purpose. Freedom to unite for any purpose, whether you're going to have a Tea Party group or a local voting precinct group, or whether you're going to get together and wear, you know, Nazi uniforms and jackboot around in circles, or whether you want to rally around the flagpole in your tricorn hats and carry your 50 caliber black powder rifles or have a rendezvous. You know, it's a freedom to unite for any purpose, not involving harm to others. You're not harming anyone. You're just expressing your views. You're doing something that's interesting. You know, your classic automobile club or something like that, getting together, or old, you know, road racers that got your sobs and they're out there doing a motocross or something. In the subjection of women, he argues for the complete legal equality of men and women. And this was important for him at this time period because he had to change the laws of England to make this happen, to make this so. But it opened up a can of worms he didn't anticipate, or perhaps he did. But for the complete legal equality of men and women, not only to remove injustice, but because, quote, the only school of genuine moral sentiment is society between equals. Of course, men and women are not equal, but he thought they were. But they're not. Our Creator is more creative than that. They're different, compatible, complementary, but they each serve a different role in our relations. And that role has been so diminished today that it accomplishes what Marx had set out to destroy the family. We need to be careful of the things that we wish for, the things that we hope for, and the things that we work for at all times. Here, quote, "We have had the morality of submission and the morality of chivalry and generosity. The time is now come for the morality of justice." The morality of justice. Of course, if you read Maurice Strong in his writings, you start to come into the understanding of social justice. Social justice. It's not justice before the law. It's now social justice. It's equity. It's equity. It's like going to the court's chancery and pleading your case before the Lord Chancellor. "Moreover, a position of equality with its accompanying effects of enlarged interest, wider responsibility, greater dignity, and the possibility of individual development and satisfaction would add immeasurably to the well-being of all other members of the family." There's lots more to that that we'll get into in the future. Mill's religious views are found chiefly in the examination of Sir William Hamilton, a man of great influence in his life, by the way, and in the three essays published after his death. He was very careful not to write about his religious views while he was yet alive. He found no warrant for making nature a standard of morals or for inferring from it perfect benevolence or justice. Indeed, by sacrificing the attribute of omnipotence, can we reconcile nature with the existence of a moral deity. In all this, he is considering the other deistic conceptions, nature, man, and God as three separate beings. Nature, man, and God as three separate beings. But there is much in his thought which is incompatible with such mechanical separation of nature and spirit, and human and divine. Notably, in the famous passage from the examination, in reply to Dean Mansel's mode of reconciling supposed divine action with human conceptions of justice by the doctrine that God is inconceivable, and therefore what is wrong by human standards may be right by divine standards. Now, there's a lot to that. We don't have time really to go into it in detail. But you can simply say, many people do say, how could anyone worship a God, that would encourage, Joshua to cross the Jordan and then to commit genocide against all of the original inhabitants of what the land and region eventually to be known as Palestinian, named after somebody's wife. But Mill's reply to all this was, "I will call no being good who is not what I mean when I apply that epithet to my fellow creatures. And if such a being can sentence me to hell for not so calling him, to hell I will go." And so when we're asked in these various isms to take on a faith where you find the quote-unquote deity repugnant, you can not compromise your principles, stand on your principles, forego that relationship with those people meeting in that windowless building, and just simply agree with John Stuart Mill, "I will call no being good who is not what I mean when I apply that epithet to my fellow creatures, and if such a being can sentence me to hell for not so calling him, to hell I will go." Or as Mo from Oregon would say, "To the hell I will go," which is also correct grammatically. So I hope this gives you a little bit of an understanding what this gentleman, this professor emeritus in philosophy at the University of Chicago, James Hayden Tufts, was thinking when he was thinking John Stuart Mill. We'll pick that all up right there tomorrow, and thank you for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.